Cambridge in particular, but the county in general, is home to many pharmaceutical and medical research companies and organisations. So what difference will this move by the NHS make to them? Joining me is Matthew Norton, Head of Policy and Public Affairs at Alzheimer's Research UK, based near Cambridge. Good morning to you, Matthew.
Good morning, Andy.
Now, is this something that you welcome?
I think broadly, from a research perspective, we welcome this new initiative. We think the ability to share information from patient records could have a great impact in improving care and improving research. Now, crucially, it's important, and we wouldn't necessarily advocate everybody should sign up to this. I think everybody has to make their own decision. They need to weigh up the potential benefits with the potential risks and concerns they might have about the sharing of those data. And to that end, we've teamed up with another 40 medical research charities across the country under the banner of the Association of Medical Research Charities to provide some more information on this issue and so that people can make an informed decision. That suite of information can be found at patientrecords.org.uk. And it's a great little website that really tries to spell out, probably in far more detail than the NHS leaflet does, exactly what this means for individuals and how this will potentially benefit research and benefit patients through improved treatments.
So it's going to be anonymous, isn't it? So there aren't going to be people poring over information and saying, oh, this person's got this and this person's got a history of that. But it's going to be very useful for research purposes.
It will be useful for research, and it will be anonymous in the vast, vast majority of cases. The real issue here and the choice that people are being asked to make is about four key pieces of their information. That is their NHS number, their date of birth, their postcode, and their gender. And if they're prepared to let that information be sent with the rest of their record to the Health and Social Care Information Centre, which is a central data depository, an automatic system will then use that information to link their details with the rest of their records from hospital and from care they may have received in the community, to then create a brand new record that will have all of that information on it. And then that identifiable information will be removed by an automatic system, and then that new record will be sent to individuals in the centre, and that then can be used for research. Now, in some cases, in very, very rare cases, it may be possible to attach the identifiable information to those records if it is deemed to be absolutely necessary to improve patient care and in very extreme circumstances. And it's very important to point out that the NHS have a very strict system of regulation around this, and they will only allow those data, particularly non-anonymised data, to be allowed to put into the hands of researchers if it is really in the public interest and will dramatically improve care.
Richard on Twitter has already been in contact. He heard those people talking to our reporter Johnny D there, and he says members of the public interviewed by the Andy Harper Show wrongly think care data is about sharing information so that people can get better care. It is not. Is he right to say that, you know, it is not about enabling people ultimately to get better care? Because I think most of us would say yes if we thought that was the case.
He is right, and he is to a point. The distinction is, and I think the mistake that one or two of your listeners were making in your report, is that this doesn't relate to the sharing of the information between doctors and the health service. That will happen anyway, and this decision won't affect that. So if you do go and get treated up in Kendall, in Cumbria, for example, even if you've opted out of this particular system around research, your doctor in Kendall would still have access to your records. But where it does impact on care is that by sharing those records, you create a huge data set, generally anonymized, that researchers can access and can use to help identify trends in the data and identify key areas where new treatments, for example, might work best, or groups of patients whose treatments might benefit. And it can also be used for planning of NHS services. So this isn't your direct patient care, but it's allowing people within the NHS to better design the services that they provide to people.
It's been really good to talk to you, Matthew. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.